الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us to enjoy and to witness the month of Ramadan. We make shukr to Allah, and if we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is that He will increase us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us much more. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the beautiful month of Ramadan. And at the same time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for our shortcomings in the month of Ramadan, because definitely we cannot fulfill the haqq of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot fulfill the haqq of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for our shortcomings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept whatever we have done through His kindness and through His mercy. The entire month of Ramadan was a spiritual workshop that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. And through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined to us that the main objective was of fasting was لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may acquire the quality of taqwa, that at every given moment my Allah is watching me, I need to fulfill His commands and stay away from His prohibitions and do whatever is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that taqwa was the main objective, one of the main objectives of this month of Ramadan. And together with that, there are many other qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, and which we acquire also during this course or this package of this month of Ramadan. For example, we learn sabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Ramadan is the month of sabr. So a person learns patience, he learns endurance, he learns to control his appetite, he adopts sabr at the time of after a long hot day of fasting. Then he endures the 20 rakats of Tarawih Salah as well. He stands up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And then again, he sleeps at night, has a short sleep, and then he's going to get up again for suhoor. So it teaches him endurance. It teaches him sabr. It teaches him patience. He learns to control himself. So this is another beautiful quality that we acquire from the month of Ramadan. Then there is shukr, gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we learn in the month of Ramadan, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that food that we normally just take for granted. But now we appreciate that food, especially at the time of iftar, a little bit of tajur and water, how we appreciate these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn shukr, we learn gratitude in the month of Ramadan. Similarly, we learn empathy, kindness to others, taking care of others, feeding others. We learn generosity, which was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi said generosity would increase in the month of Ramadan. We learn sadaqah, spending in the path of Allah. We are trained to increase our a'mal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to increase our a'mal, our ibadat, our tilawat, the dhikr of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said increase the dhikr of la ilaha illallah, increase istighfar. So this is a whole spiritual workshop that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in this month of Ramadan. And these are qualities that we need to imbibe within our lives, so that after the month of Ramadan, these qualities remain within us, so that we can navigate in our lives. So after the month of Ramadan, it would be defeating the purpose that if after the month of Ramadan we forget our taqwa, we forget these qualities, we forget these ibadat, all these things that we have been trained to do. Now when it's time for the race, now we should now be using these qualities. We should be bringing these qualities in our lives. Obviously it's not going to be at the same level of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan there may have been 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah, that which we may not be able to manage after the month of Ramadan to that level. But at least our 5 daily Fard Salah, we take care of our 5 daily Fard Salah. We may not be able to fast like every day, like the month of Ramadan, but at least we make a start with the 6 fasts of Shawwal. We can do it consecutively, or we can do it, spread it out during the course of this month, so that these qualities of Ramadan remain and perpetuate after the month of Ramadan as well. Similarly, our tilawat of the Quran, we may not be doing so many paras and so much recitation of the Quran Sharif, but we take out a little bit of time every day, on a daily basis, take out some time for the Quran Sharif, some time for the recitation of the Quran, and some time to look into some authentic translation of the Quran, look at the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guided by our ulama, and sit in the programs of tafsir, etc., that various masajid have, sit in those programs, so that we can understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these actions should continue after the month of Ramadan. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded is for our own benefit. At the end of the day, that taqwa, that shukr, those qualities of sabr, at the end of the day, we are the ones that will benefit from it. We are the only ones that will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for all this. But we are the ones that are actually in need. So when we develop these qualities, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to develop, iman, taqwa, shukr, etc., and together with that, a'mal, actions that are pleasing to Allah, a'mal saliha, then there are many promises that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Throughout the Quran, if a person keeps reading through the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what you will get for iman and a'mal saliha. This is what you will get for iman and a'mal saliha. For good deeds and iman, this is what you will get. If you adopt taqwa, this is what you will receive. This is what you will receive. This is how you will get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through these qualities, a person develops ta'alluq ma'allah and their closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, there are many challenges that we face individually on a personal level. Everyone has his own challenges. Marital, financial, emotional, medical. So there are many various challenges that everyone has. But if they develop these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, and they become Allah wala, they become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will make a way out for all those problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist them. Allah's help will be with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support will be with them. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. If you adopt sabr, if you adopt taqwa, which were qualities which we needed to develop in the month of Ramadan and throughout our lives, if you have these qualities, their plots, the plots, the plans of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not harm you in the least. La yadurrukum kayduhum shay'a. Their plots will not harm you in the least. Inna Allah bima ya'maluna muhit. Allah Ta'ala is totally surrounds all their actions, whatever they are doing, whatever plots they are making, whatever evil, sinister plans they have for against Islam, against the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, against the sacred places like Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa, whatever plots they are making, if you adopt sabr, if you adopt taqwa, لا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا, their plots will not harm you in the least bit. لا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Who adopts the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him. And Allah will give him rizq from where he does not imagine. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Again, it's that quality of taqwa which a person develops and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to develop through Ramadan, through our ibadat, through our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Ramadan as well as out of Ramadan. Similarly, the promises of Iman and Amal al-Saliha are replete throughout the Quran Sharif. And through that, our own personal problems, our own personal challenges will be sorted out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us in our own lives. And as an ummah, if we all adopt these qualities, if we bring these qualities in our life, of taqwa and iman and amal saliha, then as an ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort our problems out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will be with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support will be with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, for example, another ayat that comes to mind, Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Listen carefully. Verily, the awliya, the friends of Allah, those who are close to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no fear upon them and nor will they grieve. There is no fear upon them, they will not fear anything in the hereafter, nor will they grieve upon whatever they leave behind in the dunya. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. But who are these friends of Allah? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Those who had iman, and they used to have the quality of taqwa. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Like that, there are promises in the Quran Sharif for iman and amal saliha. Allah Ta'ala will sort out our problems of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve our problems of akhirat as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us individually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us as an ummah. Allah Ta'ala will assist us globally as well. Allah's help will be with us locally as well. And Allah Ta'ala's help will be with us globally as well. Allah Ta'ala's assistance will be with us. For akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. Imagine, these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. And who can be more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speech? Added to that, Allah makes a promise. Allah says, wa'adallah. Allah has promised. Allah has made a promise. Imagine what weight these words have and how much of reliance and how much of trust we should have in these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah is making a promise, Allah is making a wa'ada. Allah says, wa'adallahu alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat lahum maghfira wa ajrun azim. Allah has promised those who have iman and they do good deeds. They do amal salihah. Allah has promised them that for them is forgiveness from Allah and a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person's akhirat will be solved. His problems of akhirat will be solved. Allah promises forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises a great reward for iman and amal salihah. So, we have to develop and work on that iman, and at the same time, work on that amal salihah, which means all those actions which are done in accordance to the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sincerely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is our focus, has to be on this. If we want assistance for ourselves and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In another ayat of Surah An-Nur, ayat number 55, which we're discussing now in Masjid An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'ada Allah, Allah has promised, alladhina amanu minkum wa amilu salihat, those who have iman from amongst you, and they do amal salihah, they do good deeds. As I said, in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sincerely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it refers to all types of a'mal salihah. Obviously, priority has to be the fara'id, that which is compulsory, because that's the closest that can bring you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, a person increases in all types of nawafil as well. So all types of good deeds, it's aam, it's general. Allah has promised those who believe from amongst you and do good deeds. So we got to keep our eyes out. Those amal which are pleasing to Allah. Like it's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something to this effect, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who has attended a janaza today? For example, in that particular hadith, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I. Who has visited a sick person today? As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I have visited a sick person. Who has given some sadaqah today? Who has given some charity today? As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I have given a charity. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned various a'mal. So we can see the focus of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What kind of ummati he was, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iman and a'mal salihah. And based on that, Allah's support and help was with him and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah has promised those who believe from amongst you and do good deeds. All types of good deeds. Part of good deeds, obviously, would be dua, dhikr of Allah, tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Together with that, i'dad and preparation, which is a command of Allah. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَى. Prepare for the enemies whatever you are able of strength. Whatever you are able of strength, prepare for the enemies. So it will include physical preparation. The person does physical exercise every day with this niyat that I am going to support the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person prepares himself in that way, that is amal salihah. It includes preparation, military preparation. It includes preparation with regards to knowledge and skills. So a person acquires ilm, so that I can use this knowledge to serve the deen of Allah, like Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. One is he acquired expert knowledge in the Quran Sharif. Then he acquired knowledge with regards to the Hebrew language so that he can translate for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he acquired knowledge of the Syriac language so that he can be a translator for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person acquires all types of beneficial knowledge so that he can assist the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah ta'ala can use me as a means, as a soldier in his army. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use me as someone who will be part of those who will liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. A person develops himself, self-development. So a person does all these type of a'mal as-saliha. So all these are included. So Allah's promise is, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has promised those who have believed from amongst you and do good deeds. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He will definitely give them vicegerency on earth. He will give them khilafat on earth. He will give them political power on earth. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Like how Allah Ta'ala had given power to those before them. Allah Ta'ala had given power to those before them, like the Anbiya of the Bani Israel, for example. Like Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, who were kings. On the one hand, they were Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. At the same time, they were kings and they were promulgating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And they were using their power and their expertise to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُ. This is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are engaged in our daily activities, focus on iman, focus on amal as-saliha, focus on all those things which will, by means of which we'll be supporting the deen of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use our skills, use our expertise, use our energies for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep this in mind, this is the promise of my Allah. We must never distrust the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have yaqeen on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to work positively. Iman and a'mal as-saliha. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah will give you political power on earth. Allah will give you vicegerency on earth. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And Allah will establish their deen which Allah is pleased with for them. The deen of Islam will prevail. The deen of justice, of aman, of peace and security for all of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish their deen. Deen will become prevalent. Deen will prevail. Deen will become dominant. And thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you fulfill the promise, the conditions of iman and amal as-saliha, Allah promises, وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And mind you, in each of these promises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses emphasis. La yubaddilannahum. In Arabic, there's a lot of emphasis in those words. Allah will definitely replace their conditions of fear into aman, into security, into aman and peace and security. Wala yubaddilannahum min ba'di khawfihim amna. These are not small promises that Allah Ta'ala has made. These are not small ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we all require for our problems to be sorted and for our problems as an ummah to be solved. So Allah Ta'ala promises these things on the basis of iman and amal as-salih. Now that was the promise. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, as I showed you the example of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and similarly the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they implemented these qualities. Iman and amal as-saliha was at the highest level at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then in the life, in the time, in the khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they brought these qualities at that high level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the Arabian Peninsula under their control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he consolidated and he sent the armies into Persia and Rome. In the time of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberated Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conquered the Persian Empire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conquered the Roman Empire. In the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, the Islam spread into Khurasan, into Asia, into Europe, and it continued in the time of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the time of the Khilafat Rashida. So Allah ta'ala has given us the promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us a practical example that if you also want the same, follow in the footsteps of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not in the footsteps of the enemies of the Sahaba, but in the footsteps of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The liberator of Masjid al-Aqsa was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And inshallah, if we follow in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give us victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve our problems and solve the problems of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq for amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.